When you were at school, did your teachers ever make you learn something over and over? I'm thinking times tables or maybe history dates. As educational trends have changed over the years, that learning style has somewhat dropped off, but there's been a bit of a swing back to making sure that children really know their stuff. Known as targeted teaching, there are more than 20 schools in the Kimberley that are part of that project, supported by the state government. Erin Park went to Luma Remote Community School near Derby and met Professor Bill Loden to find out about the change in teaching methods.
First morphograph, I, next, trust, next, in. Spell I'm trusting, U-N-T-I-U-S. Let's go again, U-N-T-I-U-S.
So we're focusing in the beginning especially on the very small children. So we're doing a number of things. We're running what we call facilitated play groups for very small kids, so 0 to 3s. So mums and dads and uncles and aunties can bring kids in and have some fun and play some educational games that contribute directly to their development. Mm-hmm. Once we get the kids into school years of kindy and pre and early years, we're trying to improve the ways we're working with teachers and kids to improve kids' reading.
And it involves a particular teaching method or approach. Can you sort of try and in simple terms explain what's being done in the classroom?
Well, we're using an approach that we call targeted teaching. And what we're doing is we're making sure that kids get a lot of practice before they're asked to do new things, that we master individual skills that lead to reading one at a time and don't go on until kids can do the next thing. So it's an approach which breaks down the task of learning to read into very small increments of learning and makes sure that kids master those and then move on to the next thing. So it's high-paced, it's fun, it's very involving for children, and it gives terrific results. We've had a lovely day today, I have to say.
It was really interesting being in the classrooms that we visited. There was so much energy, but you're right, very fast-paced and precision, but also a lot of repetition.
Well, repetition is important because you want mastery. You want people to know the thing that they're being taught before they learn the next thing. So you spend a lot of time doing things that you did yesterday, and you do a little bit more today, a little bit more. But I'd rather really talk about what it's like to be there. And it's a lot of fun. Kids are very high levels of attention by kids. Levels of attention that would surprise people have been in schools like the one we went to today in other times. So teachers are working hard, kids are working hard. It's very fast-paced.
Hello, my name is Joel Killer and I live in Luma Remote Community. At the moment, the room next door is my classroom. The EMU class are doing their daily review.
What's the daily review?
They're teaching vocabularies and a lot of grammar and punctuation within their sentence. So it really helps them write, give them a lot of good writing skills, yeah, and reading skills.
Because what are the main things that the kids here struggle with when it comes to, you know, what they're learning at school?
Sounds and differences, I guess, in some of those areas there, and writing as well, so A lot of the works in the classroom are repetition, which is really helpful with the kids, and you know, it gets them going and it in remembering a lot of the sounds and vocabularies.
U-N-E-V-E-N. Next one is restless. What's the first morphograph in restless?
Rest.
Next one.
Yes.
So restless.
R-E-S-T-L-E-S-S.
And why was this necessary? What was really, I guess, not working, and how was that showing in the kids by the time they graduated school?
Well, there hasn't been much improvement in the achievement of kids in the Kimberley in the last decade. There's been lots of efforts made to improve things, but really if you look at the numbers, attendance is no better than it was a decade ago. Achievement in things like NAPLAN tests is no better than a decade ago. So what we're trying to do is use approaches to teaching that are what we would call evidence-based, that what are the things that science has told us work better, and let's do more of those.
Do you think it can affect the rest of your life if you don't learn this stuff properly in school? Like, do you know anyone that sort of ended up not actually being able to read and write properly?
Yeah, it is very effective. I guess when I was in school, I was taught once about a particular subject, and then that would probably be it of whatever I've learned. And then, we got tested during the time throughout the semester, and then at the end of the semester, we'd get an exam about that particular topic. And with this daily review or the KRSP project, in our school, I see two differences. Mm-hmm. When I was teaching, I'm learning again because I'm also in the classroom learning how to punctuate sentences, and I'm learning about vocabularies. But yeah, talking back on how I was taught, I had to pick that up for that day and get taught, and then use that learning process into my exam and to prove that I've, remembered what I was taught. And so, it's like a big, big jump. But today, it's just every minute of the day, it's valuable when I'm teaching, because now, I use that example with the kids. UMOP should be proud of what you're doing now, because you'd have this expectation in the same classroom when you're doing your daily review. No matter where and what level you are, you get taught in those different steps of your time in school till now and wherever you're going next. Because as I see kids doing it in our classroom, it's perfectly ready for the next classroom, because it's going to be the same from where you are to the next room. And, even though there are bigger kids, they'll fit right into the system.
And do you think it's working or making any difference?
Yeah, it is making a big difference, I guess. I can say we should be proud of what we're doing, because the results, are flying.
We were looking at some data in the school, and we're comparing at Luma kids' achievement last year and kids' achievement this year, and on many of the measures we've used, the kids' achievement's improved.
How does that make you feel?
Really pleased. Really pleased for the kids and their mums and dads.
All right, find part A. You're going to write the words you have just spelled. First word is replace. Write it.
Emeritus Professor at the University of West Australia, Bill Lowden, and Joel Killer, a language teacher at Luma Remote Community School, speaking to Erin Park about the Kimberley Schools Project.